Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production.
Now available on Apple Podcasts,
Podcast One,
Spotify,
and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Voter fraud is real. In a true bombshell revelation, we now have documented video evidence of an illegal ballot harvesting scheme happening in Minnesota, a swing state. We dive into this and the truth of voter fraud and what you can do about it. Please support our program at charliekirk.com/support, charliekirk.com/support. If you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, the nation's largest organization fighting for freedom and America on campuses across the country, it's tpusa.com, tpusa.com. Email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to win a signed copy of the New York Times bestseller, The MAGA Doctrine, type in Charlie Kirk Show to your podcast provider, hit subscribe, give us a 5-star review, screenshot it, and email it to us at freedom@charliekirk.com. freedom@charliekirk.com. Voter fraud is real. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Those of us that believe in the Judeo-Christian state of nature, we know that man in the state of nature, according to Thomas Hobbes, said it best, we are nasty, brutish, and short to each other. We can't be trusted with power. This is why the founding fathers designed the system of government that they did. They did not want one man or one group of people or woman to have too much power. They knew what Lord Acton said, that absolute power corrupts absolutely. And that because of that, the system that Montesquieu articulated before the American founding of checks and balances was necessary. It should come to no surprise to anyone that in the pursuit of power, people are going to act unethically, that they're going to try to cheat the system, that they're going to try to cut corners, that they will lie. You see, what we have happening in our country right now are two completely different views of human nature. Democrats and people on the left, they have a Rousseauian view of human nature. They believe that in the state of nature, human beings are good and it's the system that's bad that must be torn down. We have a Hobbesian view of nature, which is a biblical view of humans in the state of nature, that absent any system, human beings will tear each other apart, and a system should make sure that the flawed impulses of human behavior are put in check. We have said for quite a while that voter fraud is real. Democrats say this is unsubstantiated despite documented pieces of evidence that we will thoroughly go through piece by piece. But breaking right now, Project Veritas, run by James O'Keefe, who's a terrific guy, has released its investigation into suspected ballot harvesting by supporters of Democrat Representative Ilhan Omar in Minnesota. Now remember, Minnesota is in a statistical tie. Minnesota traditionally was a Democrat stronghold. Minnesota is the only state besides the District of Columbia that went for the Democrats in 1984 when Ronald Reagan won every single state except Minnesota. It's traditionally been a place where Republicans don't even bother contesting. Despite that, it now looks like it is in striking distance. Many Democrat mayors in the state of Minnesota have come out in favor of President Trump, and many, quote, iron range union leaders have also endorsed the president. The last time that Minnesota went red was 1972, when Richard Nixon won every single state except Massachusetts and Washington, D.C. So video footage captured by Project Veritas shows an operative, Laban Muhammad, bragging about collecting hundreds of ballots. He said, quote, numbers do not lie. Numbers do not lie. You can see my car here is full. And all of these absentee ballots. Can't you see? Look at all these. My car is full. End quote. Muhammad can be heard saying in the video. If you haven't seen this video, it is chilling. A whistleblower, Omar Jamal, called Representative Omar's alleged ballot harvesting scheme, quote, in open secret. They've also discussed an alleged cash for vote scheme organized by staffers of Ilhan Omar. Quote, she, Ilhan Omar, will do anything that she can to get elected. And she, Ilhan Omar, has hundreds of people on the streets doing just that, said Jamal. So Project Veritas said its investigation found three locations inside Ward 6, a ballot harvesting triangle where the scheme operates. Now, before going any further, this should anger you. If you are listening to this and you live a normal life, you work hard and you play by the rules and you do the right thing and you vote, your vote, especially if you live in Minnesota or any one of these states with large urban centers like Chicago, Illinois, they are cheating and destroying your voice. Now, this, of course, is big business for campaign operatives, cheating. They exploit the elderly, low information voters, and newfound immigrant communities that know no different. Ilhan Omar, of course, lives in one of those heavily populated immigrant communities filled with mostly Somali immigrants. Now, such activity, as being bragged about in the video, is punishable by up to 2 years in prison, and in this case, 52 USC 10307, it's punishable up to $10,000 in fines and 5 years in prison. Now, the Minnesota statute prohibits paying a person or receiving a person to register to vote or to vote. It is a state felony punishable by another 1 year in prison. President Trump is calling on the U.S. attorneys to launch an investigation. He said, quote, this is totally illegal. Hope that the U.S. attorney in Minnesota has this and other of her many misdeeds under serious review. If not, why not? We will win Minnesota because of her and law enforcement. Save Minneapolis and Iron O'Range. The Breitbart story says, quote, Project Veritas has released the results of an investigation into alleged ballot harvesting scheme by supporters of Ilhan Omar in Minnesota, key state in 2020 presidential election. Californians remember what happened in Orange County. Democrats in California quietly passed legislation in 2016 allowing ballot harvesting. Governor Jerry Brown signed the changes in AB 1921 into law 2 years ago, and barely anyone noticed. This is a prime example of how the left often wants it. They're always scheming how they can get more power. Cheating is part of their life. They move the goalposts. They defy conventional rules and norms, or just ignore the laws. In this case, quietly changing them. And as a result, California lost 7 of its 14 Republican House seats in the 2018 election cycle. Ballot harvesting is still illegal in most states. In Texas, New York, and Pennsylvania, they arrest people for ballot harvesting. Orange County turned all blue after Democrats found hundreds of thousands of votes post-election day. And Republicans such as Mimi Walters, Dana Rohrabacher, and Young Kim were all ahead on election night, and Young Kim even went to freshman orientation only to lose their races after late ballots were counted. The amount of mail-in ballots counted in Orange County were unprecedented. An overwhelming 250,000 ballots were produced in Orange County as a result of the, quote, new ballot harvesting law. For example, a Democrat, T.J. Cox, overtook Republican Congressman David Valdelato in California's 21st district, who was up 6% on election night, and then he lost. T.J. Cox, the Democrat, won 3 weeks later. So the media seems very invested in trying to continue to throw smokescreen so that we do not talk about this issue of ballot harvesting or voter fraud. Democrats try to say that Donald Trump and Republicans and conservatives are delegitimizing the integrity of our elections. Well, now we have video, thanks to Project Veritas, of a criminal vote collecting scheme happening in a battleground state where there is cash for ballots. And the question should also be, why is the activist media not doing any of this investigation? The answer is easy. They have deployed all of their infantry. They have given marching orders to go after every single Trump supporter of significance that has any sort of following or any member of the Trump family or the president. And the Democrats know this. This is why they believe they can get away with it. And it's only thanks to James O'Keefe from Project Veritas, who actually does investigative grassroots journalism, that this is discovered. One person, one vote. That's what the greatest political document ever written allows in this country. But if the Democrats continue to go unconfronted, they will collect ballots. Some might fill them in themselves. They'll throw away ballots that they don't like. And we have numerous examples of this. I'm going to be really direct with you. If your cellular plan is Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, you are simply paying way too much for the exact same coverage you'd be getting right now with Pure Talk. Look at your cell phone bill, where it shows data usage. The average person who switches to Pure Talk is using less than 4 gigs of data a month, but the big carriers are charging you for unlimited data. It's like paying for an entire row of an airplane, but only needing one seat. That's how Pure Talk saves the average person over $400 a year on their wireless service. Unlimited talk, text, and 2 gigs of data, all for just $20 a month. And if you go over on data usage, they don't charge you for it. People are switching to Pure Talk in massive numbers. It's a grassroots movement and an easy decision that you'll make today. Grab your mobile phone and dial #250 and say Charlie Kirk. When you do, you'll save 50% off your first month. Dial #250 and say the keyword Charlie Kirk. Pure Talk, simply smarter wireless. Voter fraud is real. Did you know that a mail carrier was just charged with attempted election fraud after changing party affiliations on mail-in ballots? The activist media goes out of their way to not cover these stories, so we must. This is a real bombshell story that we've been talking about, not what the New York Times is trying to tell you to be angry about. We are going to dive into the actual instances of voter fraud happening in our country, and we must continue to raise our voices, quite honestly, until the consequences come for these criminals. James O'Keefe, the founder and CEO of Project Veritas, said it best, quote, "Ballot harvesting is real, and it has become a big business. Our investigation into this ballot harvesting ring demonstrates clearly how these unscrupulous operators exploit the elderly and immigrant communities and have turned the sacred ballot box into a commodities trading desk." O'Keefe said, quote, "We are showing Americans what is really going on in one of our great cities. However, it is not me saying, we have the operatives on tape saying it all themselves." The activist media has always turned a blind eye when it comes to ballot harvesting and voter registration fraud. The West Virginia Election Fraud Task Force, led by assistant United States attorneys from both the northern and southern districts of West Virginia, special agents from the FBI, and investigators from the West Virginia Secretary's of State's office, are both looking into widespread voter fraud in their states. Did you know that the Office of Special Counsel determined that the U.S. Postal Service broke federal law by allowing its workers to boost the Clinton campaign? This is how Orange County, California flipped from red to blue. A Texas man was indicted by a grand jury for harvesting mail-in ballots from the elderly, illegally altering the ballots and voting. Hundreds of Texans potentially had their votes stolen because of ballot harvesting and vote by mail. According to federal data, 28.4 million mail-in ballots have gone missing since 2012. At worst, that's 28.4 million opportunities for voter fraud. At best, that's 28.4 million Americans that have been disenfranchised. From Real Clear Politics, mind you. In fact, a bipartisan commission led in part by former Democrat President Jimmy Carter concluded that mail-in ballots are, quote, the largest source of potential voter fraud. In Pennsylvania, military mail-in ballots were thrown out. Interestingly, all of them had Trump's name on them. In Colorado, the Secretary of State is mailing postcards to dead voters and to non-citizens. In the last 41 years, there have been 1,277 proven instances of voter fraud. This has resulted from 1,102 criminal convictions. 24 million voter registrations in the U.S. are either invalid or significantly inaccurate. Nearly 3 million people are believed to have received a ballot without requesting one. 3 million people. 3 million people are also believed to be registered to vote in more than one state. In 244 counties across the country, there are more registered voters than people who are legally eligible to vote. 29 states have counties with more registered voters than legal residents, and 8 states have more registered voters than actual voting age people. In 2016, California became the first state to legalize ballot solicitation, the collection and delivery of ballots by third parties in the first major election in California after ballot harvesting was made legal. Democrats won every single congressional seat in Orange County. Did you know that 53% of Democrats support granting illegal foreign nationals in our country the right to vote? And 11 states currently allow non-citizen voting of some kind. On election night in 2018, California congressional candidate David Valdeado, as I mentioned, had a 5,000 vote lead over TJ Cox. Networks called the race in Valdeado's favor, but then late ballots from third-party harvesters came out of the woodwork and broke so overwhelmingly for Cox that Valdeado lost in a historically red district. 28 million mail-in ballots went missing in the last four elections. An 89-year-old woman was just shipped 83 mail-in ballots in California. In 2017, a grand jury indicted a man for allegedly taking a Dallas woman's blank mail-in ballot, filling in a candidate's name, and delivering it to the county's election department. In 27 states, a voter can designate someone else to turn in their ballot. This practice leads to ballot harvesting. For example, the registrar in Orange County, California said, quote, "We reported in 2018 that his office had people dropping off maybe 100 or 200 ballots. In Los Angeles, there are 100,000 inaccurate voter registration records that were generated after a technical glitch." Look, there's a serious problem out there. Our heroes have to pay out of pocket to do their job. Hunting for military or first responder discounts has historically required going from one website to another, creating multiple accounts and logins to make purchases, and jumping through various hoops to verify your service. Don't you wish there was one place you could visit where you didn't need to go from one place to the other? One place? Well, that is GovX.com. You see, GovX works directly with brands to negotiate the best prices possible because you deserve the gear you need at the prices you've earned. Plus, you can trust that the gear you're ordering is 100% authentic, direct from the manufacturer. A huge collection of gear and apparel from popular brands all in one convenient location. So right now, go to GovX.com. Tell them that our show sent you, The Charlie Kirk Show. And it's amazing, the discounts. If you're an American of service, a current or former member of the military, go right now to GovX.com. Use the promo code Charlie. James O'Keefe from Project Veritas, a friend of mine, has come out with a true bombshell story uncovering widespread ballot fraud in Minnesota. The activist media is conveniently ignoring this entire story. For them, the integrity of our elections is not the primary concern. Instead, what they care most about is how do we get closer to power? It is very obvious to those of us that believe that human beings are flawed and that we need to teach goodness. This is something that Dennis Prager talks about quite often. That when you have 120 million people voting, it's pretty obvious to believe that someone is going to cheat. Someone is going to lie. Someone is going to blur the lines. However, the left has been saying for many years that voter fraud is a myth. TheHill.com has a piece by Amber McReynolds, Charles Stewart, that says, "Let's put the vote by mail ballot fraud myth to rest." The New Yorker has the voter fraud myth. The myth of voter fraud at the Brennan Center of Justice. Extensive research reveals that fraud is very rare, yet repeated false allegations of fraud can make it harder for millions of eligible Americans to participate in elections. So it's even worse. It's not just that the left ignores the fraud that is happening, the documented piece of evidence, and we have even more to detail and share with you. It's that they say it doesn't exist at all whatsoever. In fact, the left is adamant in trying to convince you in an Orwellian gaslighting exercise that not only is it not happening, but if you believe it, you're a liar. We've talked about this many times on the Charlie Kirk Show. This is an Orwellian technique. Of course, George Orwell, who wrote 1984 and Animal Farm, that it's not just a lie. It's the opposite of the truth. When you allow this to go unchecked, when the evidence is so clear that of course there's voter fraud in our country, I think we all know how that plays out. The system, the voting roll system, inaccurately enrolled so many voters vote by mail and 1,500 non-citizens were allowed to vote. A few months ago, the Department of Justice announced an elections judge in Pennsylvania admitted to and pled guilty to accepting bribes to stuff ballots. Did you know that mail-in ballots from South Carolina somehow ended up in Maryland? According to Hennepin County prosecutors, they have charged a 22-year-old Minneapolis man with 13 felony counts of voter fraud. Abdelhakim Amin Essa allegedly helped 13 people fraudulently cast absentee ballots in 2018. The charges filed say that he told officials he was working for a campaign. Interestingly, this was Ilhan Omar's district, the very same district where James O'Keefe has the bombshell revelation that there is a cash for ballots scheme happening in the streets of Minneapolis. United States Postal Service mail carrier was just recently arrested and charged with attempted election fraud. The Office of Special Counsel has determined that the U.S. Postal Service broke federal law by allowing its workers to boost the Clinton campaign, as previously mentioned. Mail-in ballots have increased the chain of custody of balloting and thus increases the incidence of fraud. So we are seeing more and more fraud because we are seeing more ballots go out. And just today, out of Virginia, nearly 1,400 Virginia voters got two ballots in the mail. What's to say they won't submit both of them? Who's overseeing that? The Democrats know they cannot win a fair and free election, so they need to change the rules of engagement to try to get them closer to power. What is most disappointing is how reluctant certain Republicans are to engage on this issue. The president has engaged on this issue, and he'll be rewarded because of that. Fighting for fair and free elections is a moral cause. One person, one vote. And any one of us that understands the landscape of how things work in our country, we know that if you have 120 million people doing anything, you have to factor in negligence and fraud. So President Donald Trump this morning tweeted out, quote, "The ballots are being returned to states, cannot be accurately counted. Many things are already going wrong." Twitter, however, flagged this tweet and said, "Learn how voting by mail is safe and secure." Despite the fact that we have gone through the list of U.S. mail carriers who were arrested and charged with attempted election fraud, the Office of Special Counsel determined that the U.S. Postal Service broke federal law to boost workers in the Clinton campaign. They just found ballots in Pennsylvania, all of which voted for President Trump, were all in the trash. I could go on and on and on. So why is it that some Silicon Valley dork has the power to tell you what is true and not true about voting by mail? This goes to a deeper point that we have talked about quite often with Dennis Prager and with many others on the Charlie Kirk Show as well, which is the information flow in this country. The conduit for communication is far too concentrated on a series of social media tech companies that have total and complete contempt for our value system and for our country. And so as President Trump rightly is pointing out that voting by mail has lots of questions around it, Twitter comes and is censoring and is fact-checking him in real time. A deeper and much more important challenge for the conservative movement is how are we going to handle these tech companies that work as pseudo-governments in our own country? I believe it's long past time to strip them of their Section 230 immunity, and yes, even break up some of these companies for their behavior of meddling into our elections, bragging about how much power that they wield, such as Google post-2016, where they said they're never going to allow another populist revolt to happen again in our country. And as we have evidence now in Minneapolis, thanks to James O'Keefe in Minnesota, which is a statistical tie, and President Trump could win the state, this new video footage captured by Project Veritas showed someone bragging about breaking the law, illegally collecting hundreds of ballots for cash. A whistleblower, Omar Jamal, he called Representative Omar's alleged ballot harvesting scheme an open secret. We know this is happening. And the question is, what are we going to do about it? Well, first of all, what can you do about it? Every person listening to this right now needs to go become an election judge. You do. Go volunteer right now and be involved in the transparency integrity project of how our ballots are counted. It's critical. I can tell you right now that the Democrats and the left, they're going to do everything they possibly can to steal this election from us. We have evidence of this. As previously mentioned, Hennepin County prosecutors have just charged a 22-year-old Minneapolis man with 13 felony accounts of voter fraud. Mail-in ballots from South Carolina somehow ended up in Maryland. And a few months ago, as previously mentioned, the Department of Justice announced an elections judge in Pennsylvania admitted to and pled guilty to accepting bribes to stuff ballots. It is very obvious to us that Democrats have cheated in the past, and they will cheat again. In 1960, Richard Nixon was running against John Fitzgerald Kennedy for the presidency. It was a very tight election. All came down to the state of Illinois. And it is well documented by independent historians that JFK, with his father Joseph P. Kennedy, stole the election with the help of Mayor Daley. This is well known. It's well documented. Our elections have had voter fraud in the past, and they will have voter fraud in the future. And we're having voter fraud happening right now. Why are the Democrats so reluctant to have voter ID? Why are they almost obsessed with having vote by mail? The main reason, of course, is that the current system of how we count ballots and vote bothers them. Do you know the two states that have total vote by mail, Colorado and Oregon, are now becoming the most liberal states in the entire country? If you're listening to this in Portland or somewhere in Oregon, God bless you. But if you're not, you probably don't know that in Oregon, if you show up somewhere on election day, they do not have polling places in Oregon. They have vote by mail. They send you a ballot to every registered voter in Oregon. They'll send it to a rock. They'll send it to a frog. They'll send it to a dog. For many of us in states that have decent elections and practices, this stuns us. And what has happened? Oregon is now probably the most liberal state in the country, second maybe only to California and New York. The fight for fair, free, and honest elections is also the fight for our republic. With the ever-increasing number of makes and models of cars, it is impossible to stock all the parts you need in a traditional chain storefront. One of the reasons to repair and maintain your car is to save money that you can then use for other important things like the mortgage or food. Chain stores have different price tiers for professional mechanics and do-it-yourselfers. RockAuto.com prices are the same for everybody and are reliably low. RockAuto.com also offers the lowest prices possible rather than changing prices based on what the market will bear like airlines do. RockAuto.com is for everybody and does not require a membership or account login. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto part customers online for 20 years. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts and to tail lamps, everything you need. So right now you go to RockAuto.com, tell them that Charlie Kirk sent you. That's right. RockAuto.com. Amazing selection. Reliably low prices. All the parts your car will ever need. You guys know it. RockAuto.com. That's RockAuto.com. There are three things President Trump must do in the debate against Joe Biden. Number one, President Trump must clear the air on the virus before it becomes a predominant topic of the debate. And Joe Biden is going to come out swinging, misrepresenting President Trump's position. And President Trump must be very clear and on the offensive that President Trump closed travel to Europe and China. He closed travel to Europe when we had 36 confirmed deaths. And Joe Biden called him a xenophobe for that. The more President Trump can be on the offense when it comes to the virus, the more successful he will be. The second thing that President Trump must do is he must ask questions to Joe Biden, such as, Joe Biden, why should we give you more power when you couldn't fix things in the last 47 years? And I've fixed a lot of your problems the last 47 months. The 47-47 thesis statement for President Trump will be successful for him. Asking the question, why didn't you get this done your first 47 years? Why should we give you another term? And finally, President Trump needs to be prepared for when Joe Biden short circuits. When Joe Biden has a system overload, when Joe Biden is unable to continue talking, Donald Trump needs to be ready to just have a light touch. President Trump cannot pounce and be too aggressive in this moment. Instead, President Trump must say what we're all thinking. We all know what's happening, and it's not good. President Trump must be prepared for that moment, and he cannot come across as insincere. He cannot come across as someone who preys on the vulnerable, because Joe Biden is vulnerable. Joe Biden is mentally incapacitated and is not and should not become president of the United States. It's not able to. He doesn't even understand what's going on. And they're going to drug him up for the debate. President Trump has rightly called for a drug test. Joe Biden has denied. Joe Biden's getting his rest today. He's doing no events at all. And those are the three things that President Trump must do. He must clear the record for the virus. He must ask questions and be ready for the short circuit. That is how President Trump will win the debates. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, again, it's tpusa.com. Email us freedom@charliekirk.com. And right as the debate is over, tune into us on Facebook and YouTube. We'll have instant debate analysis. Thank you guys so much for listening. God bless you. If you want a signed copy of the MAGA Doctrine, subscribe to our program, screenshot it, and email it to us at freedom@charliekirk.com. Freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much, everybody. Talk to you soon. God bless.